Health and environmental groups in Maine say they're concerned about the state's proposed regulation of a group of hormone-disrupting chemicals known as phthalates. The Maine Department of Environmental Protection wants to elevate four of them to priority chemical status, but only for consumer products targeting children under 12. Susan Sharon has more.
Last May, more than 2,000 Mainers petitioned the DEP to require manufacturers to report the use of phthalates in hundreds of household products they sell in Maine, personal care products, as well as soft vinyl plastics, packaging, and flooring. Hundreds of people testified in support. Many urged the department to consider the overwhelming scientific evidence that links phthalates to learning disabilities, reproductive problems, asthma, and allergies. This week, the DEP responded by proposing a rule that would limit phthalate reporting.
We feel the DEP has decided to ignore the science by dropping pregnant women from their proposed rule.
Kathy Kilrain Del Rio of the Maine Women's Lobby says the proposed regulation shows a blatant disregard for the state's science-based KidSafe Products Act, which is designed to protect children and pregnant women in Maine from dangerous chemicals.
The science is overwhelming that exposure to fetuses is a serious health concern. And right now, pregnant women are in the dark about what products have phthalates. So they can't make decisions about how to have a healthy pregnancy because they don't know what products may or may not have these dangerous toxic chemicals.
The Coalition for a Clean and Healthy Maine is calling on Maine lawmakers to help correct the proposed rule. Public comments are being taken until February 17th. A call to the Maine DEP was not returned by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.